I think we're ready to go. Michael tells me that we're up on the web, so we... couple of beginning announcements, nothing major. The funny signs refer to which camera is pointed at you. So Jean, for example, if he's speaking, is covered by the front camera. Guido is covered by the pillar candle. And that's what the signs mean. Now, why we need that is a mystery to me, but it has something to do with the fact that they're upgrading some of this equipment.
We're not supposed to look into the camera.
I have no idea.
That's whether you want to show your best side or not. All sides are good.
I'd like to introduce our two new members. John O'Grady from Ernst & Young, based in Australia and Hong Kong, is it? And Sandy Peters from the CFA Institute, based in New York. Okay. As I say, I have nothing else for the opening remarks. Michael, do you have anything?
No, nothing to start off with.
I do have one remark on the minutes, which is, I guess, the IFRIC update. There is one sentence in the section on rate-regulated assets that we've received some pushback on. Let's see if I can find it here. Michael, you might have it handy. It's in the second paragraph, last sentence. This was added at the last minute, evidently. The committee further observed that the recognition of regulatory assets would generally not be in accordance with the conceptual framework. There are two problems with that. Number one, the committee did not make that observation. Some individual committee members expressed that view, but the committee was not asked to take that position. So I think we've deleted that from the agenda rejection.
Yes, we have.
That we'll be talking about later. But some people said, well, you know, your board concluded that they met the definition of assets and liabilities. What did you think? And the point was we never actually made that conclusion. So I propose that we delete that from the official record.